Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kindy Rockstars. This is the show that gives you the stories behind the songs from some of the best bands and singers that are making fun, informative, educational, catchy, and occasionally silly songs for children and families. I'm your host, Patrick Adams, and each episode of Kindy Rockstars will feature an artist and a featured song. So let's get to this week's show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Kindy Rockstars. I have another fun album featured tonight with my guest, Ronnie Boy Kids. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It is going great. All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into making music for kids.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm Filipino-American, predominantly. My name is Ron Neri Jr., but like you said, musically known as Ronnie Boy Kids. From sunny Southern California, born and raised. I've always been interested in the arts. So acting, singing, dancing since I was little, and I participated a bit, you know, but never on a professional level because I don't know how, if you know how like, the Asian culture is, but they're not like the biggest fans of doing stuff in the arts because they're very, very practical. But I've always had the interest and I always would be the kid at parties, like dancing or singing, you know, karaoke, whatever. But it wasn't until I got to college where I actually started really pursuing it. And I joined a hip hop dance troupe called 909 Hip Hop Dance Troupe at UC Riverside. And it was great, man. We competed against like the best dance crews out there in California. You even went to Nevada once and to Vegas to compete out there. And you know, some of the people from my community went on to shows like America's Best Dance Crew, So You Think You Can Dance. So those are the people that I grew up with, you know. And then after college, I moved out to LA, but then I didn't really pursue it that much. I taught a few classes here and there and choreographed a little bit, but it was really hard because LA is where everybody goes, acting, singing, dancing, you name it. And so, I kind of just let that go. And then I got the corporate job, man, the 9-to-5. I worked at multiple movie studios, like all over LA. And I kind of just gave up all my hopes and dreams. And a lot of my friends who I went to school with did pursue either dancing, or some of them went to theater and I would watch their shows and stuff. And after a while, it would kind of gnaw at me that I just gave up everything like that, because I knew like entertainment was, you know, being an entertainer is all of me, you know. And so one day while I was working my full-time gig at Disney ABC Television Group, I decided to just, you know, take a chance. And so, I got into acting, man. I found a commercial agent, and I started auditioning. I booked a few things, little things here and there. And then at one point it got so difficult because I was starting to get a lot of more auditions. And so I just had to make the tough choice and just leave the company and, jump in with both feet and pursue acting like full time. And it actually turned out to be a really good decision because I started to book more because I was just laser focused on acting and that was it. And so I did that for several years. And then music, it just kind of came about, I would say professionally, maybe right before pandemic. I went into the studio, with one of my friends who's a producer with Universal Music. And then we just banged out a bunch of pop R&B with some hip hop flavor type of joints. And, we released an EP, and it was going well. Like I actually had a few shows out in LA and, you know, people in the community, like especially in the acting community, were starting to listen to my music and they realized, oh, what the heck? Like Ron Neri Jr. can sing. And and I was like, yeah, I've been singing since I was a kid. I just never took it really seriously. It was just a fun hobby. And so it was nice. You know, some people were singing my songs back to me at shows and it would make me like almost cry, like knowing that people knew my stuff, you know. And then pandemic hit and it kind of just ruined everything for me as far as like live performance and stuff. And I barely released any new songs and stuff. And then And so I started to really just focus back on acting. And so last year was really nice for me, man. I booked 5 TV shows, including Good Girls on NBC, General Hospital, Why Women Kill, which is on Paramount Plus, and a few others, and a national commercial and stuff. And it wasn't until this past January when I came across a guy on YouTube known as Blippi. Have you heard of him before? Yeah, and so I think someone might have sent me a link, and they were like, check out this guy. And I saw his stuff, and I was like, oh, pretty interesting stuff. And of course, the competitive side in me is like, I can do that too, you know? And I thought about how I auditioned for the host of Blue's Clues. I think it was like four years ago or something like that. And I sent in a tape. Nickelodeon liked me, so they brought me in. And I auditioned for, like, I think it was casting. Maybe some of the producers might have been in there. And I didn't end up booking it, but then I knew I did a good job, and I knew I had something special when it comes to talking to kids through a lens. And even like when I was a little kid, man, my little cousins loved me. And now that I'm a little bit older, my nephews and my niece think I'm cool Uncle Ron, you know? And so for me, it was like a no-brainer to get into kids music. I basically went to my producers who do my pop R&B stuff, and I said, hey, I know we do something totally different, but why don't we try doing kids music? And you know, at first they're like, what? And then I told them about my vision, what I wanted to do on YouTube. Like, I wasn't trying to be like Blippi or anything like that, but I wanted to just be like a cool older brother type, you know, who has fresh music that sounds like both kids and adults can enjoy it, even though it's kids targeted. So if you know, you listen to my album earlier, you probably notice that it sounds very different than most of the other kids musicians that you've listened to, right? And that's the way I wanted to do it, man. And so yeah, man, that's kind of how the whole Ronnie Boy Kids started, you know. And the boy in my name, Ronnie Boy or Ronnie Boy Kids, is kind of a nod to being Filipino, because we have a lot of boys in our names, as you probably know, with the Filipino wife, like, you know, Tito Boy, which means Uncle Boy, and you know, Johnny Boy, all kinds of stuff. And so I thought, oh, Ronnie Boy would be kind of cool. And so that's how we came to that. And it's been cool ever since, man. I've been releasing YouTube videos because I really strongly believe that visuals are very, very important.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
You could release a whole album worth of bangers, but then if people don't know what you look like and what your brand is, no one is going to care. And that's just kind of how it is, man. And so I decided to release a music video for every single song that's on my album. So far, I've released 5 that have, you know, been, for the most part, have been received really well. Like my song, I Like Your Hair, which we're going to feature later. I think it has like 71,000 views. It got like 50,000 in the first 10 days, and I honestly didn't know it was going to take off like that. But you never know with kids, man. Kids like kiddie stuff, and so things are working out for me, man. And
Yeah, you and I are on the same wavelength with videos. My last album had 17 songs. I am currently on the 13th video, and I'm going to do one for all of them.
dude, I love that.
I've released 5 so far, and I got like 8 in the can waiting to go. But
Yeah.
yeah, I totally agree. The visuals are so important for kids'
Totally.
music.
I remember watching like a influencer video not too long ago, and this guy said that this DJ once told him that your song doesn't exist until the video drops. And when I heard that, I was word, because I remember when I was releasing, you know, pop stuff, like one of my biggest bangers from my old music. Like I released it, and like for a whole week I was promoting it to friends, family, you name it. Barely got any love at all. And then when I dropped a behind the scenes music video, everybody was like, wow, Ron, that song is so dope. And I'm like, it's been around for a week. Where have you been? You know, and it's because no one, no, everybody wants to see a visual. That's just what it is, man. So big ups to you, man, deciding to do a video for all, would you say 15, 18 tracks or something like that?
So my first album had 12 songs. I did a video for all of them. And
Wow.
then this one has 17. So same thing. But yeah, it's all about the skill set too, and kind of learning how to do it economically. You know, maybe investing a little bit more into some, but just kind of figuring out how can I do this on a budget, but make each one of them unique and different. So that's kind of what I've been working with.
I totally feel you, man. And for me, like I never, you know, I've produced a few short films and stuff like that, but never like did my own thing like this. And so I had to borrow my friend's camera. I bought a green screen on my own, and I had to like buy a new laptop, which I'm on right now, and Adobe Premiere and all of that. And I had to literally learn how to edit everything. And so, yeah, after I learned like through like YouTube tutorials and stuff like that. Like I released like my first music video called The Cleanup Song, and like maybe 2 weeks after I learned. So it was just like, you know, when I'm very dedicated to something, I go really in on it, you know? So yep. I'm a lot better now, like, you know, 5-6 months into it, but it was definitely a learning curve at first.
Well, that brings us to your album called yeah. It's Me, Ronnie Boy.
Yeah.
So now, is this your first kids album?
This is my first and only kids album so far. It's 10 tracks. Even though I have like probably like 16, 17 tracks I worked on, I felt these 10 would be like a good introduction for me to show like what I believe in and kind of my style and everything I like listening to growing up. So it has everything from, you know, like pop sounds, hip hop. I even have a house joint on there. I have like an alternative rock one because I like Blink 182, you know, Dashboard Confessional and stuff growing up. And so it just features everything that I like, man. And that's how I wanted to do it.
Very cool. Yeah. And I totally feel you. My album had a lot of 80s inspired
yeah.
sort of instruments and synthesizers and stuff, but that's because that's what I liked. And
yeah,
I was big into alternative in the 90s. So that creeps in and, uh-huh. and so forth. So, yeah. So talk about how all of the songs and the album came together, and it's released already, right?
Yeah, it released this past August 16th, so just the other week. But it all came together, like I said, in January when I hit up my producers and my first song that we did called "I Like Your Hair." It was an idea just I had in my mind in January, and then we just worked on it, man. The good thing is my producers, they can write as well in addition to doing music. So all of the tracks that are on my full album, like we all work on together. Like some of them I might write more than the others, like 90% of the track or whatever. But for the most part, I would say all of them, the whole thing is the very cohesive, fun experience. And we all just have fun. I said the sound is very different than many other kids, you know, musicians and stuff like that. And yeah, so that's looking back, dude, I looked at an Excel file I keep that has all the dates I recorded everything, and we did all 10 of these tracks from mid-January through mid-February. So we did it within like 4 weeks, and like we touched up stuff here and there all the way up until the release date in August, but like now we went crazy at it when we first started, and it was so fun.
All right, well, let's get into some of these featured songs here. So we're going to kick it off with a song called SMILE Smile.
Yeah,
talk a little bit about this one, how it came together, and what inspired it.
Okay, so my lead producer on this one is very much into like reggae, pop, Jamaica. He's been to Jamaica before with some of my other friends, and so generally the song is about how sometimes when you have bad days, be it big ones or little ones, you forget that an ounce of happiness still exists out in the world because you're so focused and so consumed by sadness, you know? And so generally the song is just about knowing that, hey, it's just temporary, man. There's so many things to smile about, even if it's, you know, your mom making you cookies or your neighbor waving at you. There's just so many things. So there's a brighter day ahead of you.
Very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, let's play it. Here it is. Smile by Ronnie Boy Kids. Yeah.
Let's try smiling. Smiling always makes me feel good. It brightens my day. It brightens everyone around. So don't be down. Turn that frown the other way around.
The sky is always blue. The grass is always green. So grab a friend, take them by the hand, and come and smile with me. S-M-I-L-E. Come and smile with me. Across the street.
How you doing?
My mom is baking cookies tonight. It always tastes so sweet.
Yum.
My favorite song's on the radio. I really like the beat. It makes me want to dance all day. It makes me move my feet. The sky is always blue. The grass is always green. So grab a friend, take them by the hand, and come and smile with me. Being really nice, he shares his his toys with me.
You're the best.
We always play together, 'cause we're a family.
You're awesome.
Smiling makes you feel good. Smiling cheek to cheek. Ding. Anyone can do it, even if you have no teeth. The sky is always blue, the grass is always green. So grab a friend, take them by the hand, and come and smile with me. S-M-I-L-E, come and smile with me. S-M-I-L-E, come and smile with me.
Oh, you know you wanna, oh, you know you wanna, oh, you know you wanna smile.
And that song was Smile. All right, the next song we're going to talk about is called Monsters Beware.
Yeah, this is a really fun one, dude. So as we know, like, kids are afraid of monsters, maybe even some adults too. But I wanted to make a song that just puts kids on the other side of things. So rather than us being afraid of monsters, maybe they're afraid of us. Maybe we're the ones attacking them. And that's generally what it's about.
All right. Interesting idea for a song. I like it. Yeah. Here it is. Monsters Beware by Ronnie Boy Kids.
I used to be scared.
Yep.
But I'm not anymore.
Uh-huh.
I realize those monsters can't do anything to me. I'm Ronnie Boy. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. 'Cause we coming for ya. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. Because we coming for ya. If you're hiding under the bed, I'll surround you with my toys. If you're hiding in my closet,
have fun stepping on my Legos.
If you're hiding in the basement, hope you're ready for war. 'Cause the battle has begun, about to chase you out the door. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. 'Cause we coming for ya. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. Because we coming for ya. I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah.
I got some scientists to make me some monster repellent.
Ooh.
And guess what it's called?
What you call?
Monster Be Gone. If you're hiding in the bathroom,
I'll just flush you down the toilet.
If you're hiding in the kitchen,
I'll just throw you in the trash.
If you're hiding in my sandwich,
I'll just eat you.
Hope you're ready, 'cause I'm getting really hungry. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. 'Cause we coming for ya. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. Because we coming for ya.
Yeah, we coming for ya. Yeah, we coming for ya. Coming for ya. Yeah, we coming for ya.
Monsters have no power. Monsters have no power. Monsters have no power. Monsters have no power.
All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. 'Cause we coming for ya. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. Because we coming for ya. All you monsters, monsters, you better beware. Coming for ya, all you monsters, monsters. You better beware, because we coming for ya.
Game over.
And that was Monsters Beware. All right, we've talked about this one a little bit. I like your hair.
Yeah.
What else do you need to share about this one?
So, I Like Your Hair is about the different kinds of hair people have. And the reason the song is about that is because I wanted kids to understand that everyone is different, everyone is special, everyone is unique in their own ways. And I wanted them to embrace their uniqueness, you know, even kids all the way up through adults. Like, we have things about us that we want to change. I wish I was taller. I wish I was, you know, smaller. You know, I wish I had wavy hair. And sometimes we forget like what's in front of us, what we have, man, what we were given with, you know, what we were born with and stuff. And so again, this song is just to get people to be proud of who they are and what they have.
Love it. I think there's a line in the song that made me smile. Like, if you got no hair, I like your hair.
Dude, I have a great, the great story about that is if you watch the YouTube music video, I have a kid in it who is bald. And the reason I had a bald kid in there is because he was supposed to represent someone who has cancer. A couple of months ago, my cousin called me and she told me that her best friend's son loves my song, I Like Your Hair. And I like immediately assumed it was because the video has a lot of kids in it, like everyone else who watches it. But it actually turns out that the kid loves it because I talk about being bald in at the end of the video. And I feature a kid who's bald because he himself has leukemia. So unfortunately, he lost his hair and he's bald at the moment. And so to have someone like a kid like connect with the song is that's exactly what I hoped for when I had envisioned, you know, the song and the video. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, here it is. I Like Your Hair by Ronnie Boy Kids.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ronnie Boy.
What's wrong?
I don't like my hair.
Me too.
Aw, really?
I like your hair.
You do?
Your curly, curly hair. It bounces in the air.
It does.
Your curly, curly hair. I like your hair. Your straight, straight hair. It's swinging everywhere.
Whee!
Your straight, straight hair. Brown and black and blonde and gray and white and pink and purple and blue and gold and orange and green is really cool.
Yeah!
I like your hair.
You do?
Your spiky, spiky hair. It must be pokey there.
Boink.
Your spiky, spiky hair. I like your hair.
You do?
Your long, long hair. You trip over when you walk, but I guess you don't care. Your long, long hair. Ballerina buns and bowls and braids, pigtails, mohawks, afros, hairsprayed, and bald is the way French braids and hats are awesome.
Yahoo!
I like your hair.
Me too.
Every kind of hair. And if I stop and stare,
I'll come.
I super like your hair. Make sure to wash your hair. Feels good to have clean hair. But if you don't have hair,
I don't.
I still love your hair.
And that was I Like Your Hair. All right. Another awesomely titled song, Cowboy Robot Dance. Tell us all about this one.
Okay. So this is about a creature who is a cowboy robot who lands on Earth. To him, it's unfamiliar territory. And all he knows is he loves to dance. He loves to be happy. And so he tries to encourage everyone around him to get on his boat. Let's go dance together. Let's go be happy together. You know, it could be easy for anyone to step into a situation where you don't know anyone and you're unfamiliar with people, even me myself as one of the very few Asian Americans in the kids industry. Like I could have easily been like, I don't know anyone. No one looks like me. No one makes the music that sounds like mine. But rather than that, I'm happy with what I do, man. I just know what I love and I'm just going to put it out there regardless. And if you want to hop on my ship and have fun at the party, let's go do it together. You know? So that's kind of what Cowboy Robot Dance is about. A music video will be dropping.
I hope so.
Hence the dance part in it. And I already have choreography that I came up with months back. And so I'm going to be releasing that hopefully within the next couple of months, man.
Awesome. Well, this one's a lot of fun. Here it is, Cowboy Robot Dance by Ronnie Boy Kids.
Hey guys, it's me, Ronnie Boy. Whoa, what's that coming down from the sky? Oh my goodness, it's getting closer. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a cowboy robot?
I am a robot and I'm here to play. I landed on Earth and
And that was Cowboy Robot Dance. All right, the last song we're going to talk about is called Believe. So talk a little bit about this one.
So Believe kind of has a boom bap, like hip-hop feel to it, which is a style of music that I really enjoyed listening to growing up and even until now. Believe sums up the entire album for me as far as pursuing what you truly love. Because as kids and even adults, like we're sometimes made to feel that some dreams are just impossible, you know, and if you start hearing that enough, you start to believe it yourself, right? And so I wanted this song to encourage everyone to let them know that you really can do anything that you put your mind to it. Even if, as cliche as it sounds, I didn't know as a kid that I was going to be a professional actor or a dancer or a singer or now a kid's entertainer, but I just believed in myself, man. And I tried hard, I worked hard, and that's what I'm doing now. And so I hope any kid who listens to it could really hear, not just hear, but feel the message and really truly believe that they could do anything that they want to.
Yeah, no, great song and a good message is a powerful combination. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's play this one, Believe by Ronnie Boy Kids.
You can be anything you want. You can be anything you see. You can do anything you put your mind to. If you just believe, believe, believe. If you just believe, believe, believe.
Oh!
You can be anything.
If you have a dream, don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. If you work hard, if you tune out all the noise and believe in yourself, you'll turn all your dreams into reality. So don't give up. Push hard. Keep going. You can do it. If you wanna be a fireman, you can do it. Do it. If you wanna be a doctor, you can do it. Do it. If you wanna be a dancer, if you wanna be a singer, if you wanna fly to the sky, aim high and put your mind to it. Trust yourself, there's nothing that you can achieve. If you work hard, you can live out all your dreams.
You can be anything you want. You can be anything you see. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Was Believe, and that is our album feature for It's Me, Ronnie Boy. All right, so let everybody know, where can they stream, buy, download that album, see your videos, get your website, find you on social media?
Okay, so you could hear the album on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, literally everything. I would prefer that you actually check me out on YouTube at Ronnie Boy Kids, because like I said earlier, I do music videos for all of my tracks, and I release them slowly but surely. and they're really cool. Like, it really brings my music to life, I feel. You could find me on all social media at Ronnie Boy Kids, Instagram, Facebook, my website, www.ronnieboykids.com. That's pretty much everything I think you asked for, right?
yeah. So what is in store for you for the rest of 2022?
Right now, I'm still working on music. I volunteer twice a week. So on Mondays, I read books to kids for an hour at my local public library. And then on Thursdays, I work with the Adaptive Program, which works with teens and adults who have developmental disabilities. And so I've made that like a part of my schedule every week. No matter how busy I am, I always do my best to make it out. I have a new music video releasing within the next couple of weeks called 8, which is the counting song. I didn't want to feature it here today because I wanted people to actually watch the video before they hear the song. I booked a TV show last year called Puppy Place on Apple TV. I'm not sure when that's airing, but it might be by the end of this year. So be on the lookout for that.
Awesome.
more music, more videos, more book reads, more vlogs, everything on YouTube to come.
I love it. All right. Well, best of luck with this album and all of your other fun projects and especially the volunteer work. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome. Like I said, I like watching a lot of your episodes. I think it's really dope that you give people a platform to really tell their stories. And I honestly really enjoy all of your episodes that I come across. So thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it. All right. Talk to you again soon.
Later, man.